Recording this Tuesday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, May 12th. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening to my podcast, the Todd Wright Toddcast. As always, is presented by Brandon Legal Group. You may remember me telling you on previous podcasts, they are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, call 813-902-3576 or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. I want to welcome back Plantation Palms Golf Club to the podcast. They will once again be hosting one of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments after the summer in the next season of Todd Wright Tour play. I believe that will be our 12th. We started in 2015 with no plans to do more than one tournament, and now we've hosted 55. Jesse Pratt, who runs Plantation Palms Golf Club, has hosted just about as many of my tournaments at various properties he has run as anybody else. Jared Atkinson is right there at West Chase Golf Club. I thank Plantation Palms Golf Club and Jesse Pratt for all he does for me. They offer an 18-hole par 72 championship layout, mini golf, driving range. There's a wonderful sound system on the mini golf that can be heard on the driving range. There are lights. He likes to say the best deal in town is between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. 7 days a week. You buy a large bucket of range balls and you get a free appetizer to enjoy same day in the Mulligan's Pub inside that is always open to members and guests. So yes, guests are welcome at Plantation Palms Golf Club. As a matter of fact, just to get your attention, I am looking at one of the many free greens fee certificates where you pay cart fee only to play the par 72 18-hole championship golf course at Plantation Palms Golf Club. My players love these, and they use them often. So it is a free greens fee. You only pay for your cart fee. I'm holding an extra one. If you email me and say you are interested in free golf at Plantation Palms Golf Club, you might get one of these in the mail. I would obviously respond to your email first to confirm your address, but I'd like to give one of these away, maybe more than one, depending on how many emails I get. Send the email to toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Say you're listening to the podcast on May 12th and you're interested in a free greens fee at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Visit PlantationPalms.net at your convenience. So recently I was doing TV, Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay, the Spectrum Sports 360 show that airs weeknights at 10:30. I'm not on every show. I'm on every show they asked me to be on. A week ago, I was on four of the shows in that week. It's also simulcast on Central Florida News 13, Spectrum News, in Orlando and the Central Florida, the greater Central Florida area. So we were kind of stuck at one point because we have a production window where we tape segments in advance. And at this point where we were taping before a Lightning Canadians game ended. So we didn't know if we needed an extra segment or not based on the result of the game. So working with the wonderful people at Spectrum News who do these segments, I said, why don't we just give you an extra segment? Run it if you need it. We'll make it very generic, very evergreen, but connect it to the fact that the Lightning had a Game 7 in the first round and the Orlando Magic had a Game 7 in the first round. And they bought it and they said, let's do it. So we did it. Some of you may have seen the segment because they aired it even though they were supposed to kill it. The segment was never supposed to air based on the result of the Lightning Canadians game. It was only supposed to air if the Lightning won. They aired it anyway on a different night because they liked the topic that I brought up. that Game 7 is not the best two words in sports, are not the best two words in sports, depending on how you want to approach it from a grammatical correctness standpoint. So did you find yourself within the last week or so saying to yourself, oh, the two best words in sports, Game 7? Okay, let's explore this. Are you just saying it because that's what you hear? I'm asking you why. Now, Jason Powers on television gave me his why. He agreed and bought in that Game 7, best two words in sports. And I respect Jason very much. You're welcome to email me your testimony why Game 7 are the two best words in sports. I don't buy it. I think it's a false narrative. I think it's something people have just come to say rather than analyzing it. Hear me out. Sure, Game 7 is win or go home. Is that why they're the best two words in sports? Because it's win or go home? Okay. The NFL doesn't have Game 7s. Isn't that the most popular sport in North America? So there's a disconnect right there. If Game 7 are the two best words in sports, how can it not have any connection to the most popular sport in North America? It has no connection to college football, which some would argue is the best sport in North America, or the second best sport in North America to the NFL. Game 7 has nothing to do with pro or college football. Nothing. It has also nothing to do with the NCAA basketball tournament. One of the favorite things for mainstream sports fans in March is the whole March Madness thing and that whole tournament, 64, 68, 76, whatever. There's no Game 7s. See, because in the NFL and in college football and in the NCAA tournament, when we're talking about their playoffs, every game is win or go home. So is the Game 7 narrative, oh, best two words in sports, win or go home, because that's when they have what the NFL has all the time, what college football has all the time and more of now in the college football playoff, what the NCAA tournament has for 3 weeks a year, win or go home. So some of the more popular sports and sporting events, Game 7 is not a part of the vernacular, does not exist. So how can it be the best two words in sports if it has no connection to the NCAA basketball tournament, it has no connection to the National Football League, and no connection to college football? Let me take it further. I'd argue that the most impactful, the biggest name, sports personalities, athletes, whatever you want to call them, in North America the last 50 plus years are in order: Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady. I'm talking North American sports, those four. Do your own Mount Rushmore, whatever. Over the last 50 plus years, and Jim Lampley's book is excellent if you'd like to enjoy it. And in audiobook form, he narrates it himself as a fantastic longtime broadcaster. Now teaching a class at the University of North Carolina, by the way. I occasionally send him an email. Lampley's got a lot of thoughts about Muhammad Ali. And then there's Michael Jordan, and then Tiger Woods, and then Tom Brady. Can we all agree those are four huge names the last 50-plus years in North American sports? Muhammad Ali was never involved in a Game 7. Tiger Woods was never involved in a Game 7. They don't exist in golf. Tom Brady was never involved in a Game 7. He won 7 rings. He went 7-3 in the Super Bowl. Every playoff game was win or go home. Michael Jordan played in a sport that had Game 7s. He won 6 NBA titles. In those 6 NBA finals, Jordan and the Bulls never needed more than 6 games. There were some Eastern Conference Finals games where Jordan played in a Game 7. He went 2-1. But in winning a championship in the NBA Finals, Jordan never needed Game 7. Never let it get to Game 7. In winning 6 titles and never losing one. So the 4 biggest names in sports, North America, the last 50-plus years, really are not connected to Game 7 at all. So how can they be the 2 best words in sports if Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and Tom Brady aren't in the conversation? Come on. The Game 7 2 best words in sports almost builds up. It's another way of saying, let's get the series over with. Maybe one team isn't as good as they thought. Now, I get we had a terrific Game 7 of the 2025 World Series between the Dodgers and the Jays. But I would argue that was a terrific game if it was Game 1, if it was Game 3, if it was Game 5. It just happened to be a Game 7. Sure, there are memorable Game 7 moments, but you as a sports fan, let's take any of the 3 sports you pick where your team is in an NBA series, your team is in a Stanley Cup playoff series, your team is in a Major League Baseball playoff series. When the series begins, admit it, are you really thinking, man, I really hope we have a Game 7? No, you don't. You don't want that game. You want to win the series. And the only reason you want a Game 7 is if you fall down 3-0, 3-1, or 3-2. Or you're tied 3-3, and then suddenly you're falling in line with all these other media and fans saying, oh, the 2 best words in sports, Game 7. I don't buy it. I think it's a false narrative. I don't think it connects enough to the biggest names in sports the last 50 years and the most popular sports and sporting events in that same time. The 2 most overrated words in sports, I wouldn't go that far. But the next time you hear someone say about a Game 7 that it's the best 2 words in sports, why don't you think about it yourself? Why don't you think about that particular game? Is it just a way to build up that game as an elimination game? Because that's all it is to me, whether it decides a championship or not. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club. Remember to email me if you would like to play Plantation Palms Golf Club with a free greens fee at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com.